From the Arizona Daily Star and Tucson.com, this is the Wildcast.
Hey, what's up? It's Justin Spears. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Wildcast podcast. Make sure you download the Wildcaster app. It's free. You don't need a subscription to the Arizona Daily Star. You can get that on the App Store and Google Play. Or you can also subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Joseph Blair, former Arizona Wildcats standout, joined me on ESPN Tucson earlier this week talking about his latest job opportunities with the Philadelphia 76ers. Former Arizona Wildcat Joseph Blair, who is now the latest member of the Philadelphia 76ers coaching staff. He joins us on the Desert Diamond Casino Sports Line. What's going on, JB?
You know, I'm just living life to the fullest, being blessed and recognizing my blessings, man. You know how I do.
Hey, JB, so I got my good friend Ollie Farhang here. You might know him. Ollie, what's your connection with JB?
Well, JB, besides being one of the best big men in U of A history, Joseph, I want you to know that I learned how to perfect the up and under from you, only 10 inches shorter. And one day at the rec center.
If you're 10 inches shorter, you better perfect it.
Yeah, I know. But it worked so well that Ed Stokes and Khalid Reeves were in the gym. We were playing with them. And I started talking about telling Ed how soft he was and that he couldn't block my shot. And I turned around and pump faked. Ed Stokes jumped 50 yards past me, and I laid it up while I was looking at him. And that's all because of you, my friend. So thank you.
You know, you're very welcome. I'll be happy to take some residuals.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, JB, the man of the hour, really. You know, you accept the job with the Philadelphia 76ers coaching staff. The year after, you win the G League championship as a first-year head coach. I mean, this has been a pretty big year for you. But with this new opportunity, what does it mean for you joining Philadelphia?
Well, I mean, first of all, let me just say, I said this to you when I saw you not too long ago. It's been an amazing season in my life. God has just been amazingly faithful and fruitful with me, and I'm just absorbing every blessing and giving the glory where it's due. And moving forward, I'm just excited for this opportunity. This is a great organization, a great staff. You know, Brett is just an amazing head coach, and he's just, besides that, he's a great person and individual, and I'm just excited to learn from him and the staff and be a part of this organization. I think that everyone saw last year just how talented they are and also how much more talented they can still become. And for me to be able to jump on this train while it's heading in the right direction, I'm just super blessed.
Was it easy for you to take the job? Because I know you're from Texas. You grew up in that area. Was it easy just to say, hey, you know what? This is a good opportunity. I'm going to be in the NBA now. This is just a stepping stone to the ultimate goal. And I don't know what that is. Maybe you can talk about that.
Well, I mean, the ultimate goal for me is to be a head coach in this league, in the NBA. And obviously, to get to that level, you have to take a step from the G League to the NBA. I mean, I've been employee of the Houston Rockets, but I've been more or less assigned to the G League for the last 4 years. So being able to make this jump up to the NBA level, it's a big step for me. And it's, I think anyone that's been in coaching or is even in coaching and not at this level, this is where you want to get to. So to get your foot in the door is, number one, a big step. But for me, for as short a time as I've been in coaching, it's just an extreme blessing. I've had an accelerated lesson in coaching. Number one, starting there at Arizona, I learned tons under Coach Miller, and I give him a lot of credit for where I'm at now for some of the things that he taught me. And I think most people don't understand because they judge everyone by the wins and losses, but the organization in which he holds his practices and does everything that he does leadership-wise is very, very impressive for those who don't see the behind-the-scenes part of it. And then obviously being in the G League, a lot of props also to Matt Barazzi. I think we all of us Tucsonans, and yes, I still call myself a Tucsonan, know who Matt Barazzi is and the grandson of the great Hall of Fame coach Lute Olson. And I learned a lot from working with him for 3 years, and it's just been an amazing experience. It's just an amazing ride, and I'm just enjoying every minute of it. I'm like the dog sticking his head out the window, just enjoying the ride.
And Joseph, you should always call yourself a Tucsonan, because what you and your mother, Judith, have done for our community since you've been at the University of Arizona, we're extremely proud of you. And you should always wear that moniker, because we're all rooting for you, and everybody's really happy for your success and all the hard work. It's great when good things happen to good people. And I don't think we highlight it enough in the media world. Let me ask you this. Coaching in college, coaching in the G League, now coaching at the highest level in the NBA, do you have to change your perspective and the manner in which you communicate with the players and how you try to convey certain things depending on at what level you're at?
Somewhat, because, you know, there's you know, when you're at the Arizona, for example, you want to prioritize basketball for sure, but you also need to prioritize school for those student athletes, and make them understand that it's not just about while they're there getting better at basketball, but also learning and becoming a student, getting involved in the community. Obviously, when I was at Arizona, you know, I as you just noted, I'm very community minded. So the more I could get them involved in the community, the more I could get them to know about Tucson outside of just the university. Obviously, the university is our biggest employer in the community, but it is not just the community. And so for them to know not just about what's around campus, but what's around on the south side, the foothills, the east side, west side, every part of the city as well. And then when you get to the G League level, you're still kind of, it's kind of that in-between stage where you're still teaching them to be professionals and teaching them that, hey, now you're not in college and there's not someone going to script your schedules constantly. You need to learn to get the extra workouts in, to get the extra reps in, to really understand this is your job and you want to be good at, like any job, if you want to be good at it, you have to commit yourself to it. And now at this level where I'm at now is, you know, at the top level. It is where everyone aspires to get to. This is every player in the world. You know, I have two kids that are in Italy, and they dream of being in the NBA one day. And I tell all the kids I talk to when I go speak at schools now, you're not just competing with the kids in your local neighborhood. You're competing with kids in Russia, Germany, Italy, Japan, Australia, that all want to get here. So coaching-wise, it's the same thing. I'm not just competing for a job against the local people, but everyone wants to coach at this level. So I recognize the blessing and the opportunity I have to work with such high-caliber players, but also high-caliber coaches.
Former Arizona Wildcats standout and now the latest member of the Philadelphia 76ers coaching staff, Joseph Blair, joins us on ESPN Tucson. JB, you're going to Philadelphia, and there's a pretty talented center out there in the city of brotherly love. He goes by the name of Joel Embiid. You know, he's a talented player, yet he's still growing. You had a big hand in the development of Kayla Tarzewski over the years at Arizona. How excited are you to coach a player like Joel Embiid, and what about him makes him such a great player?
Oh, I'm excited. I mean, no one worked with all the players. As I said before, this is the highest level you can get to as a basketball player. So all the players are really high caliber players. But you talk about Joel Embiid, he's a player that's still young, still growing, and has already shown so much talent. And just to be able to work alongside him, I haven't had a chance to work with him hands-on yet, but I'm looking forward to the opportunity. And honestly, from seeing his personality, I think we're two that could click pretty well. It seems like he enjoys life the same way I enjoy life. So I'm really excited about that. But, if you look at what makes him a great player, he's just, number one, his athleticism, he has unbelievable footwork for a guy his size, especially with the little experience he has playing basketball. He has fun on the basketball court. And a lot of guys, you underestimate how important that is for a basketball player. But when you're at that level talent-wise, you have to be able to enjoy what you're doing as well. And I think that is one of the things that really takes him up a notch as a basketball player, but also his ability to spread the floor in. We can talk about offense all day, but he is a one heck of a defensive player as well. The shots he doesn't block, he adjusts. He's able to guard multiple positions when it's switching on defense. So he just has a lot of tools, and he's still getting better. And that's the scary part.
You know, Joseph, there's a long laundry list of players that played under Coach Lute Olson here at Arizona that are now coaches in the NBA. And there's also coaches at the college level or even at the high school level. Lute Olson has put out a lot of coaches. What about his philosophy has made you guys take on the coaching opportunities?
I think that it just comes down to professionalism. That's one of the things that he instills in us as players. You know, treat you like a professional, expects you to carry yourself like a professional. So when you move on to this next level of your career after basketball. And, you know, you mentioned coaches here and there, but let's not forget all the other people that are just successful in their trade that have been under Coach O as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main things is, you know, it's crazy when I talk to people when they're in college and, you know, we never had a curfews on the road, at home, anything. He just trusted that you were going to be professional. And the moment you didn't, then he would implement a rule. And I think that's one of the things I even carry over into my coaching career. I'm going to trust that you're going to be professional. And then if you show me you can't, and then I'll slowly implement things to keep you on track. And that's one of the great things he did was treat you like a professional, treat you like an adult. And in turn, you're expected to carry yourself in that manner.
JB, you're talking about Joel Embiid's athleticism, his defensive prowess, his footwork. Has basketball changed to the point, you know, with, and you said interchanging on defense and a lot of switching. Are the days of the traditional low post center, are they gone because you have to have more athleticism and more shooting from that five position?
Well, I don't want to say they're gone, but they're definitely few and far between. There's just a few organizations that are still holding on to it, and that's because there's only a few players that are still capable of being efficient in that low post area. Also, I mean, you look at the way the game's evolving, there's also guys that now, you know, traditionally, let's just say you have a seven-footer back in the early 90s, you automatically put them back to the basket. You didn't have them work on ball handling. You didn't have them work on the jump shot. You didn't have them work on those things. Now, regardless of a player's size, they're still working on those fundamental attributes of a basketball player. So as the game goes, they don't want to be limited to back to the basket play. They want to show that they can handle the ball. They want to show that they can shoot the shot, and they're able to do it too because they worked on it up until that point. So it's difficult to say the game's evolving, but I think the development of the players is what's really evolving. It's no longer a back-to-basket game because players really don't want to play back to the basket unless that's the way that you're completely brought up, and not a lot of players are still being brought up in that manner. And that's one aspect, but also if you look at the numbers, and obviously coming from the Houston Rockets organization, we're quite analytically driven. The numbers show that specifically post-ups are inefficient shots. So most people are moving away from that, and mind you, there's always the there's people that bunk that rule as well. You know, there's Chris Pauls that are great at shooting non-paint twos. And then you have the back-to-the-back centers, such as Joel Embiid. He's one of the guys that's still extremely efficient with his back-to-the-basket. But in general, in the league, it's not an efficient shot.
Former Arizona Wildcats standout Joseph Blair, now the latest member of the Philadelphia 76ers coaching staff. JB, once again, congratulations on getting this opportunity, and I can't wait to see your career unravel in the NBA.
I sure do appreciate it, man. And I both you guys are two of my favorite people in town, too, so I'm glad I got to be on the phone with you and be on the radio with you guys. And much love to all my Tucsonans. I miss Tucson dearly. People ask me all the time if I miss Tucson, and not a day goes by that I don't. Believe me, a lot of friends, family there, and friends that I consider family. So it's difficult being away from what I consider to be home, but I'm so blessed to know I have support of everyone there, and I just thank everybody for the well wishes.
So former University of Arizona standout and Tucsonan.
Tucsonan.
Joseph Blair. Much love to you, Joseph. Congratulations.
Thank you, guys. God bless.